I told Billy Kennedy before the game, first of all, I told him I thought he looked great. He's in good health, and I'm really pleased about that. And I congratulate him on the way his team's been playing, because they gave Kentucky all they wanted. They had a great win at Alabama. And quite frankly, Billy's gotten the best of me the last several years. His team's about played us. He's outcoached me. And I got great respect for what he does and how his teams play. So, but we're the more experienced team this time. And I thought our guys played really well. Defensively, you know, obviously our game plan was to not let Starks beat us if we could. You know, smaller guards, get up underneath him a little bit, press up, and anytime they put him in a ball screen, try to make him get rid of it. It's not rocket science. He's such a great player. And then we try to press him full court just to slow him down and not let him go and get going in transition because they're really good in transition. Great to see Flag improve as much as he has. I loved him in high school, but he's got a lot better. Got a lot more versatility to his games, and you know, obviously Wendell Mitchell played really well tonight for Texas A&M. So
were you even surprised at the way Bryce was shooting? I mean, he was hitting open shots and contested shots alike.
Yep. He's capable of that. I thought we did a good job of getting, you know, feeding the hot hand. I thought he did a good job of not, even though he had 19 in a row or something like that, I thought he didn't really take that many bad looks. I mean, he was open. He worked to get open. And I think our guys set good screens for him. And he's if he can see it, he can make it now. And then again, give him credit for the on-ball defense because he had to exert a lot of energy guarding Starks too. So Bryce was able to do it at both ends. And, you know, he's got 3 assists and 1 turnover. He only turns the ball over 1 time in 30 minutes while he's scoring 22 points. Really solid performance.
What does this do for y'all's confidence in the sense of first road win and a lopsided one at that?
Yeah, first road win in the league. We got 2 road wins now because the UAB game was a road win. It helps. It helps the confidence. I thought, you know, we still had empty possessions. You got to value the ball on the road. We did not get to the free throw line. It's a third league game in a row that we've been outshot by a lot right here at the free throw. I mean, they shot 30, we shot 10. We got to do a better job of getting the ball inside and getting fouled more. But the fact that we only had 10 turnovers on the road was key. And in the first half, I thought our defense turning Texas A&M over was significant. And then I thought our zone in the second half just didn't allow them to get back quickly. Kind of kept them in front. Austin Wiley and the rest of our guys, I thought, did a great job defensive rebounding in that zone, which allowed us to sort of protect our lead.
Did you guys come in with the idea of trying to make Savion initiate the play? So, like, you know, with Starks, you know, keeping the ball out of Mitchell and Starks' hand would make the Flag kind of...
I think Flag stepped up. I don't think our game plan was to let him do what he did. But as a result of really focusing on Starks and Mitchell, he took advantage of some things. So absolutely not. No, he's one of their best players, so he did a really good job.
Are you kind of surprised at the Bevany number, the difference in the rebounding against the 9-9 team?
Yeah, because they're such a good rebounding team, and we have not been as good. But we knew they're one of the best offensive rebounding teams in the league, and I thought that was a real focus for us. I think the other thing, too, is there's a different level of physicality and intensity in league play. And we didn't really feel that until we went to Ole Miss and got hit in the mouth. And Georgia played hard, and Texas A&M played hard. So our guys now get what they got it. They've been reminded of just the physicality and the intensity. And we'll see where we go. We'll see where we go from there.